Hi, you're listening to podcast on ChineseForTravel.com, the website that offers you the most comprehensive study package on basic survival Chinese. Now stay with us. And, right, we will carry on with more useful phrases related to eating out. I'm hungry.
我饿了。
I'm thirsty.
我渴了。
Could we have another chair, please?
请给我们加一把椅子。
Could you give us another table?
我们想换一张桌子。
What do you recommend?
你有什么好介绍的?
I'd like to order these dishes.
我要点这些菜。
What's the name of this dish?
这个菜叫什么名字?
And now let's take a closer look at the phrases that we looked at. Now, David, you notice in the first and the second one, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty.
Right.
There is this le ending there. I'm hungry, 我饿了.
Yes.
And I'm thirsty,
我渴了.
Mm-hmm. 我渴了. What is that le at the end?
Actually, we put le after we use an adjective.
Okay.
Like, 我渴了. I'm hungry.
Right.
我饱了. I'm full.
Oh, I see. And then we have another one. Could we have another chair, please? 请给我们加一把椅子. And 请给我们, please.
Please give us.
Yeah. 请给, please. Notice that in English there, it's a polite sentence structure. Could we have? That's a polite embedded sort of question.
Right.
Could you give us another table? And what do you recommend?
你们有什么好介绍的?
好介绍的? Being recommended?
Good recommendation.
Good recommendation. Mm-hmm. 好, they're being good.
Yes.
介绍, recommendation. Because of course, when you ask for someone's recommendation, you're asking for a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. 好介绍. Well, that sounds very logical.
Right.
I'd like to order these dishes. What word is order there?
点. Mm-hmm.
Okay. These dishes, 这些菜.
Mm-hmm.
菜 being dishes.
Dishes.
菜.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of this dish? 这个菜叫什么名字? 名字. 这个菜叫什么名字? This food, what is it called? Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
It would be more like 叫什么? What is it called?
Yes, what is it called?
名字, there being name.
Name.
It's like, what is it called? Name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but of course we will not say that in English because that would sound like tautology or duplicating a particular expression or word. Hi, you're listening to podcast on ChineseForTravel.com, the website that offers you the most comprehensive study package on basic survival Chinese. Now stay with us.